And now some movie gossip or criticism. Here's our regular Friday look at what the nation's movie critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Slate's Ben Williams has this summary judgment.
First up is The Last Samurai, a historical epic starring Tom Cruise as a cynical American soldier who trains the Japanese army to fight a samurai uprising, only to switch sides.
Captain Olga, we will show you no quarter. You ride against us, and you are the same as they are.
I'll look for you on the field.
The Village Voice says this Tom Cruise epic may sound like a war movie, but it's actually a western. Dances with wolves in kimono. Critics are more impressed by what the New York Times calls the majestic brutality of the battle sequences than what the Dallas Observer says is the Gaijin fantasy of the historical setting. But back to the kimonos. Doesn't Tom Cruise look handsome in a long dress, exclaims Entertainment Weekly. His samurai armor is less flattering. The Wall Street Journal says he looks like a hirsute turtle on its hind legs. Cruise wins critical respect for hard work, at least. The New Yorker admires the pounding he takes, saying, nobody can deny that Cruise is a scrapper. Next is Honey, a hip-hop dance movie starring Jessica Alba.
Just thinking.
About what?
About what makes me happy.
Well, you know, I would really love to be a part of that.
What?
Making you happy.
Critics are not impressed, and they're split on the rationale behind this movie. The Washington Post says it's about the way Alba moves and how good she looks. But the Dallas Observer says Honey exists solely to sell a soundtrack. The only debate over the cheesy plot, which involves Alba teaching inner-city kids how to dance, is whether it's derived more from Flashdance or Electric Boogaloo. As for the star, the Philadelphia Inquirer likes her solar energy, but the Chicago Tribune thinks her midriff should receive equal billing. Finally, there's a limited release in America from director Jim Sheridan.
Dad, can we stay here all day?
Mm-hmm.
Dad, America's okay.
Great.
Dad?
What?
Nothing!
Many critics are deeply moved by this blend of kitchen sink and magical realism, as the Chicago Reader puts it, which follows the struggles of an Irish immigrant family in Manhattan. The Wall Street Journal thinks the film opens up our capacity to feel, and the New York Times says it will pierce the defenses of all but the most dogmatically cynical viewers. Perhaps the Times was thinking of the Boston Globe, which cynically dismisses In America as a lesson-laden, tear-jerking fairy tale. There's no disagreement on lead Samantha Morton, though. Salon calls her nothing less than one of the greatest actors ever.
Slate's Ben Williams with today's summary judgment.